Students across the country walking out to protest insufficient COVID-19 safety protocols from New York City to Denver. Kids are organizing on social media, Google Docs, and group texts.
Today in Oakland, Unified students began their strike, their sick out. OUSD has already met a couple of the demands for increased access to outdoor eating spaces and then better masks, you know, KN95, N95 masks. For every student.
More frequent COVID testing is the last demand that's on the bargaining table right now. Leilani Walker is a student at Oakland High School. Thank you so much for joining us. Kids today a lot more aware of their surroundings and what's going on. We saw a movement of school kids when it came to getting guns out of school and gun control issues of that nature. So obviously kids today are very aware of what's happening with COVID and with COVID safety protocols. But what do you say? Because you know someone is going to say it, or someone's going to think it at least, that all the kids are just looking for an excuse to walk out of class and not be in school. What do you say to those people who might think that?
Definitely not. I have peers and counterparts who are sacrificing their well-being as far as like them eating lunch or time spent in class simply because they just simply don't feel comfortable or safe at school with regard to COVID safety and the precautions that OUSD has implemented or hasn't implemented throughout the school year.
I imagine since you're talking to us, you were part of the walkout today. How did it go? And when did this kind of get started and get some movement where you heard about it and then it was like, okay, Tuesday's the day, we're going to go?
Well, I want to say everything kind of began, last Sunday, where my advanced environmental science teacher actually texted me and she was like, hey, Lonnie, there are some students from MetWest High School, another Oakland Unified school, and they're starting this initiative to get the district's attention for COVID safety. She was like, would you like to be a representative, a student leader from Ohio? And I was just like, yeah, sure, count me in. And so she put me into this huge group chat. There's about, like, I want to say, like 25 of us. And there's even more of us on this website called GroupMe. And basically that Sunday, we had this introductory Zoom meeting where we kind of just talked about what was happening at our schools, what we see in the hallways from the student's perspective. This is student-led, and so adults and allies are there, but they're kind of just there to just hear us and take notes and see how they can further support. Since that Sunday, that Sunday was in preparation for last Thursday's stick out, where we encouraged students not to go to school and to heavily convey their COVID safety concerns. And so since then, two of our three demands, as you talked about, have been met. However, we're still waiting on our third and final demand to be met, which is the frequent testing. And so now... I actually didn't go to school, and I was heavily encouraging my peers and counterparts also to stay away from school because we do need that testing, because simply for the simple fact that not everybody is vaccinated, and they're rationing tests for elementary schoolers because the elementary schoolers cannot get vaccinated. So we're walking around and we're sharing spaces with people who are potentially contaminating, you know, our classrooms, our hallways, our restrooms, things like that.
What kind of frequency in the testing are you guys looking for?
2 times a week.
Yeah, have you gotten a lot of pushback from some adults who don't want you to do this? Because I'm thinking of there are some other school districts in some of the states where they've gone so far as to ban face masks. You are not allowed to wear face masks in school. Have you had any pushback from people who are of that nature?
Definitely not.
What about other students? Does everybody want to get tested twice a week? Maybe they think it's a drag.
I haven't heard anything. I know there are students willing to sacrifice their class time waiting hours in line for when, like, testing is at school. The lines are down the halls, down the staircases. And these are, like, when these are students who are not, like, obligated to get tested. These are students taking their free time to, during lunch, during their passing period, their free period, to stand in a hour and a half line to get tested. So with those actions from like our student, the student body, I can't really conclude any negative feelings with this initiation.
What was it like for you as a student to have the fact that it was a teacher who actually kind of ropes you into this, knowing that that support was there from your teacher at the outset?
I was very honored to be the one that I was reached out to, because I am a very vocal person. I'm someone very involved in my school and my student and my senior student body. So I was definitely really happy that my teacher thought of me when they came across this initiative. And I'm someone who I'm actually communications chair for the senior class. So my job is to talk to the Oakland High senior student body. So I was also, that ties into my duty as a class officer as well.
Do you think this is a shift to in a future where teachers and school administrators are going to have to pay more attention to what the kids themselves really want?
Definitely. Actually, we during our sick out last Thursday, that was something that actually came up a lot. Students felt as if adults were speaking for the students rather than speaking to us to see exactly what we want and how we feel. So definitely, I feel like because this initiative is student-led, I feel like this will encourage and initiate a lot more, I feel like this will grab people's adults' attention just to see what we are capable of as students.
And if the district says, look, we've got more outdoor areas, we're given masks, we don't have the tests. I'm sorry. We'd love to, but we can't. It's too much right now to do. What happens?
We would like to go back to online learning.
Even if that's not as good for kids as being there, you're willing to make that kind of a sacrifice?
I feel like there are ways to go around. I feel like there for the students who are negatively impacted by online learning, maybe we can implement a hybrid type of system. Not really sure, but what we do know is that these COVID tests are really vital to everybody's health within the school, because that's how we gauge who's infected, who's not infected. You know what I mean? So. Yes, we would like to go back to online learning, and we can, make different adjustments from there.
All right. Leilani Walker, student there at Oakland High School. Leilani, thanks for talking to us.